Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Mem Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Dalet, Amud Aleph, on the fourth wide line, Hethuithim Boi, Minayin La'Soya. The Mishnah said that they asked the witnesses, did you warn him? What's the source for warning? Shmuel bar Nachma, b'shem Rav Yonasan, b'yishu sheyikach es achoysoi chesedu. Shmuel bar Nachman, quoting Rav Yonasan, answered from the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Chof, Prophet Yud Zayin, and a man who will take his sister, and then says he will see her nakedness, and after that says Chesedu, it's a disgraceful act. And the word Varoan, he will see, alludes to showing him the perpetrator the reason that he transgresses. Amar Abun, Kain Nasa Achoysoi, Hevel Nasa Achoysoi, Chesed Asisi Emerishonim, Yibona Olam Mehem Kiamat Olam Chesed Yibona. Abun said that Cain married his sister and Hevel married his sister, and Hashem did chesed with the first people to permit siblings to marry in order to build the world. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Peites, Pasuk Gimel, because I said I have created the world through chesed. Tani Urshim ben Yochai Oimer, Abishnaim Edim Yumas Ameis, Ameis, Meis Eloi Leidioi, Be'evavu Misa Meis. Urshim ben Yochai said in the Baisa, to two Edim, the dead person shall die, and that's the Pasuk in Dron, Peg, Yuzayim, Pasuk, Vav, and the Baisa asked, does the mace die? Rather, they warn and inform him through which death he will die. Tani, Rabbi Yudah ben, Rabbi Loi, Oimer, Bechiyazid ish aveihu lahogoi ba'alma, shiarimuhu be'ezem misa mace. Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Loi says in the Baisa that we have a source from the Pasuk in Shmoyis, Peg, Chofala, Pasuk, Yudalad, when the person will intentionally plan to kill Ba'alma with cunning, means that we learn from that they warn him and make him alert about which death he will die. Haisa misasei b'chamura, hisoi b'bekala, yochal meima ila hava yadash misasei b'chamura lehava avad hadamilsa. If he was worthy of a harsh death and they warned him for a light one, he can say, had I known that it's a harsh death, I would not have done this act. Haisa misasei b'kala v'su b'chamura, andaisu yudan, they Rebbe Eloi Shiarimu Ve'ezu Misa Meis. If he was worthy of a lighter death and they warned him for a harsher one, Rebbe Eloi holds that it's invalid because they have to make him aware about which death he will die. Hay Masim Boy Rishoisek, Masim Boy Malkin Roishoi, Afapisha Omal, Yedani, Potter, Ajim, Almanaskain, and Yoisa. If they were warning him and he was silent, or they were warning him and he tilted his head, even though he said, I know, he's exempt, until he says, I do so in order to get killed. Ra'u sheifech dam amulai aviyodea sheben brisu v'atera oma sheifech dam ha'adam ba'adam damai yeshaveich al-pi sha'oma yedeini potor adjiyema amanaskein ani oise. If they saw him murder and they told him, know that he's a yisol, and the Torah said, in Bereishis Tes Pasuk Vav, whoever sheds the blood of man through man, shall his blood be shed. We learn that even though he said, I know, he's exempt until he says, I do so in order to get killed. If they saw him transgress Shabbos, and they told him, know that it's Shabbos, and the Torah said, one who profanes it shall be put to death, even though he said, I know, he's exempt until he says, I do so in order to get killed. Sha'al Makoshesh Mishumai Machayev Mishum Tolish and Mishum Kreitzel. Rav Chiya Bar Gamda asked, why was the Makoshesh, who was the man who gathered wood in the Midbar in the desert, and he was put to death, for what was he liable? For detaching from with the root, or for harvesting without the root? Mishmei Manador, Yubin Esau in Midbar, Yimsu Malamed Shemazu, Tolish Eitzim in Akarka. The answer we learn from the following Baisa. The Pasuk says, in Bamidbar Tesvav Pasuk Lamed Beis, and Bnei Yisrael went in the Midbar and they found. This teaches that they found him detaching wood from the ground. Rebchiyah Bar Gamda Shal Mekoshesh Remahu Misasay Beskila. Rebchiyah Bar Gamda asked, how was Mekoshesh killed? Through stoning? I mean, they didn't know this beforehand. It's difficult for the Tana earlier who said that you have to warn which Misa he will receive. Yishmen Menadar Yoidim Hayu Shal Mekoshesh Chayav Misa, Balei HaYodim, Bama Haisa Misasei. The answer is, we learn from the advisor that says that they knew that the Makoshesh was Chayav Misa, he had to be put to death, but they didn't know which death and even so he was killed. Ashkach Tani Rabbi Chiya Hoitzas Makalel Mechutz Amachane B'Marhais Amisosay B'Skila. Rabbi Chiya says from a Braisa, rejecting this, that the Pasuk says in Vayikra Per Choftalad, Pasuk Yudalad, take the blasphemer outside the camp. And how was he killed? Through stoning. And the Sifar says they didn't know that he is Chayav Misa until Hashem said, and even though he wasn't warned, it was a Horashah to kill him, and we can also say that the Mekoshesh wasn't warned properly, but nevertheless it was a Horashah to kill him. Atma Abad, Lipa'o or Lamakulis. The Mishnah said, we have to ask him, ask the witnesses, what did he serve? Is it the Baal Pa'or, for example, or Makulis? And another question, how did he serve it? Do we ask whether he served to its specific avodah or to avodah done to Hashem, which would usually be bowing, shechita, zika, or haktorah? Yishminim and hador, ma'aseh shebor edim, shnayim, v'omu, v'inu zeh eved avodah zelilim, v'inanu yodim, pa'or haya or makulis haya, don loisa b'shtehem, v'eizu mizdake poitrin oisei. The answers we learned from the following. A case occurred and two witnesses came and said, we saw this person serve idolatry and we don't know whether it was Pa'or or Makulis. We judge him for both of them and to whichever acquits him, we exempt him. We come now to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, whoever asks many questions of checking out the witnesses, he's praiseworthy. Ben Zakai Ba'okzi Ta'inim. A case occurred in which Ben Zakkai asked about the size of the stems of the figs. Omar ben Hakiris l'bedikois, ella shebechakiris, Omar echad eni idea, edusam betela, bedikois, Omar echad eni idea, afilu shnayim oimim einan yodim, edusam kayemes. What's the difference between Hakiris and bedikois? If one witness cannot answer a Hakira question, the testimony is invalid. If a witness, or even both witnesses, cannot answer bedikois questions, their testimony is still valid. Echad chakiris ve'echad bedikois bezman shehin machishim ve'ezeh edusam betela. But both for chakiris and bedikois, if the two witnesses contradict each other, their testimony is disqualified. And the Gemara says, b'meh laktan b'oksehem laktan b'meh achram b'galinehem. The Gemara says, how did he detach the figs? Was it through their stems? How did he eat them? Was it with their pits? So the case of that he was liable for detaching on Shabbos, eating them was relevant to make it a melacha asricha leguf, which means he was doing it to be able to use the fruits. Taman taninan, misha hayu shtei kite edim me'idim, ele me'idim shenaza shtayim ve'ele me'idim shenaza chomesh, v'shame oimim nechaka edusam ein kan nazirus. The Mishnah in Nazir in the third perek says if there were two sets of witnesses, these testify that he accepted to be a Nazir twice, and the others testify that he accepted to be a Nazir five times. Beis Shammai say the testimony is divided and there's no Nazirus. We don't force him. If he knows that he accepted, he has to fulfill what he accepted then. Beis Hillel oimim yesh bechlal chamesh shtayim v'yehei Nazir shtayim. Beis Hillel say that amidst five are two. All agree that he's a Nazir at least twice. Rav omar bechlal nechaklu aval befat kol amar should say yesh bechlal chamesh shtayim. They argue, says Rav, about klal, but in a case of prat, means counting, which we're going to see, then all agree that amidst five are two. But b'yechon omar, b'mayne lechaku aval b'koylel kol ama, should say nechaku edusam. B'yechon says that they argue about one who counts, but in a case of koylel, as we'll see, all agree that the testimony is divided and there is no nazirus. Heidenu koylel veidenu mayne koylel ehen omar tauti vehen omar chamesh. What is koilel and what is counting? Koilel is when this set says that he said two and this one said five. Moine ahen oma chada talti vahen oma talas alboi. Counting is when this one said that he said one, two, and the other one says that he said three, four. Rav oma hechish edus, b'toich edus lai batle ha'edus. Rav says a contradiction of testimony in the testimony itself, the testimony is not batel. Rav Yochanan omar hechish edus b'seich edus b'teila ha'edus. Where Rav Yochanan says a contradiction of testimony in the testimony itself, the testimony is batel. Divrei kol hechish edus la'achei edus le'bat la'edus. All agree that contradiction of testimony after testimony, the testimony is not batel. And it should say Rav Yochanan k'da'atei d'amar Abba b'achia b'shem Rabbi Yerichon should say, Huchzuk Hamoina Zoime Mina Kif Mana Zoime Mina Thor Mana Hichish Edus Basich Edus Oivav Moidesh Batela Ha Edus. Rabbi Yerichon teaches, as he taught elsewhere, because Rabbi Barchia said in the name of Rabbi Yerichon that if the lender was Huchzuk, I mean, both witnesses saw him count out coins to the borrower. This one said that he counted from a wallet, and the other one said he counted from a bundle of coins. This is a contradiction of testimony in the testimony itself, and even Rav agrees that the testimony is batel. Ma pligin, b'shehoyu shtei kitein edim, achas eimereth min akis mana, v'achas eimereth misor mana, hichish edus b'sich edus b'teila edus, akurav loy b'teila edus. What do they argue about? There are two sets of witnesses. One says that he counted from a wallet, and one said he counted from a bundle. It's a contradiction of testimony in the testimony itself. Rav Yochanan says that the testimony is batel, and according to Rav, the testimony is not batel. Achas eimer l'seich hekei mana, achas eimer l'seich pundosei mana, divra kol hichish edus, if you say l'acha edus lebetela ha'edus. If one says that after the borrower received the coins, he counted them into his lap, and one says he counted it into his hollow belt, all agree that it's a contradiction of testimony after the testimony is not batel. Echadayme b'sayef ha'ogoy, echadayme b'makel ha'ogoy, hichish edus b'sich edus, oif rav moidesh b'teila ha'edus. If one says that he killed him with a sword and one says he killed him with a staff, it's a contradiction of testimony in the testimony, and even rav agrees the testimony is batel. Ma pligin b'shahayishtei kitei edim, achazay meres b'sayef, achazay meres b'makel, hichish edus b'sich edus, b'teila edus, akurav lo b'teila edus. What do they argue about? There are two sets of witnesses. One says that he killed him with a sword, and one says that he killed him with a staff. It's a contradiction of testimony in the testimony. Rabbi Yochanan says that the testimony is batel, but according to Rav, the testimony is not batel. Achas emes b'tzafoin nata, v'achas emes b'daroim pana, divra hakol, hichish edus le'acha edus, le'betela edus. If one says that he went to the north after killing him, and one says he went to the south, all agree that it's a contradiction of testimony after testimony, and the testimony is not batel. Chayle de Rav mehado de taninon tamam v'byudan v'by shimon oime hoyo v'zu moidoif she'enon kayem yinasu. We have a support for Rav from a Mishnah in Yevamos. If one wife of Pliny says that he died and one wife of Pliny says that he was killed, v'byudan v'by shimon say that since both agree that he's not alive, they may remarry. V'lei shmiya dama v'blaza moidu v'yehuda v'by shimon be'edim. The Gemara rejects that. The one who brought the support, didn't he hear that Rabbi Elazar said that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree about witnesses? If witnesses disagree in such a case, the widow may not remarry. Ma ben Edim and Ma ben Sara. What's the difference between witnesses and the case of a Sara co-wife? Le asu de Rabbi Sara bechaverta klum. The answer is Chachamim do not give any significance to a woman's word regarding her co-wife because they often hate each other and perhaps she seeks to ruin her. Rabbi Yochanan in Amma Rabbi Elazar mine shama v'amma. Rabbi Yochanan says if Rabbi Elazar said so, he heard so from me and said so. Masnis and pliga al rav echad chakiris echad bedikais v'zonti machishin v'elazer edus and betela ma'av el rav. Our Mishnah is unlike rav because for both chakiris and bedikais, if they contradict each other, these two witnesses and their testimony is disqualified. How does rav answer this? Amma Rabbi Mana patala rav ad ba'ad. With Mana answers, Rav can be explained that it's when one witness argues with one witness, and we say that Rav agrees when there is only one set of witnesses. Am Rabbi Avin, afilu yifta kas b'kas, shni hi ledine nefashis dechsev tzedek seg teodif. And Rabbi Avin gives a different answer. Rav can explain that even when a set of witnesses argues with a set of witnesses. Capital cases are different because the pasuk says, tzedek seg teodif, you should pursue righteousness means strive to vindicate the accused.